always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up, this the Warrior Don Christian. We are back with a brand new show from Yada the King Radio, man. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Tonight, we got the homie Nico Wells, and we're going to talk about what's your Super Bowl. We see the Super Bowl champs, the Seahawks. They got their Super Bowl, but for life, what is your Super Bowl? That's the topic of the day. Let's get into some of this good music. YDKRadio.com has the playlist. Let's go.
They don't like him when I spread his word. They don't really like the way that I do my work.
For him.
They don't really like the way I praise his name. But I'ma lift my hands and praise him anyway. I'm swerving on these sinful. But if you're going hard for Christ, then you my kinfolk.
Throw it up,
watch blessings fall down. And he fills my cup, so I never run out. Lift him up, watch blessings fall down. And he fills my cup, so I never run out.
I'm just who I be. I'm just doing me. I'm just living my life. Just living right.
I'm doing me now.
I'm doing me now.
I'm doing me, and it's all for the King now.
I'm doing me now.
I'm doing me now.
I'm doing me, and it's all for the King now.
Everybody wanna talk to me. Look, everybody got opinions now, they wanna offer me. And I ain't never arrogant, so I'm listening. Mouth closed, ears open, eyes froze. Heart broke if they don't understand that every word on the pad is a heart stroke. Still broke, act shine, money never been a motivator, go hard. Oh Lord, if we ever come up, then I promise y'all to be go God to the hearts of the street with the beast and the heat that I promise y'all. Ain't real, ain't ill, and we'll never reach y'all. And I say y'all, mean me, whole lot of things that I can't teach. Can't be no hypocrite, whole lot of things that I can't preach. Pray for me in that quiet time so I won't burst when that new wine comes pouring in. Pour again, cause everything that I had, I dumped it into this.
I'm just who I be. I'm just doing me. I'm just living my life. Just living right. I'm doing me now.
I'm doing me now.
I'm doing me, and it's all for the King.
I'd rather make me nameless, I'd rather make you famous. Cause this world is tainted, man. I took the call, you make me pause. Your love hit me, I'm seeing stars. My writing's hungry, you gave me bars. I'm on my Timberland, I love the way you are. Your love's amazing, gotta fight temptation. My flesh is at the lake, I'm playing Jason. The spirit gives me peace, I'm on vacation. Gave me eyes to see, here's my revelation. Yeah, Jesus is the King. Kingdom business over everything.
I'm just who I be. I'm just doing me. I'm just living my life. Just living right. I'm doing me now.
I'm doing me now.
I'm doing me, and it's all for the King.
First, let me start by saying, I ain't here to judge nobody. Some of y'all looking depressed, soaking in your problems. Worried about tomorrow, and tomorrow isn't promised. My worship is for real, I'm just being honest. I choose to focus on the one who saved my soul. When I think about his goodness, I lose control.
And I
turn up to another level.
We gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better.
We gon' turn up to another level.
And we gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better.
Can't help myself. When I get to praise and up in this place, I lose my breath. Can't help myself. When I get to praising up in this place,
Can't help myself. Yeah.
When I get to praising up in this place, I lose my
praise until I pass out and hit the floor. Get up, catch my breath, ready to worship some more. Please don't look at me funny, because I get excited when I jump around the room. Instead of judging, you should try it. We gon' going like a shotgun, ready to blow. Spin around on the grind like a merry-go-round. Turn down, I can't. Worship goes hard in the pain. What we do is not a hobby, and I don't care about who's watching. It's my life and I'm gon' live it. It's my praise and I'm gon' give it.
And I turn up to another level.
We gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better.
We gon' turn up
to another level.
And we gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better.
Can't help myself.
No. When I get to praising up in this place, I lose my breath. Can't help myself.
And my man SKN. Spencer K.
Blessings.
Bless his favor. Yeah, that's all we wanna talk about here. Blessings and favor.
Said I've been thinking about it all night and every day. Call time, he's on the way. Nothing's ever gonna take your love away. No more pain and hurt, it's alright. He took it all away. Gave my son because you were worth it. Did it just for favor, blessings, yeah. giving you my favor, blessings, favor, blessings. Oh, giving you my favor, blessings, favor, blessings. Giving you my favor, blessings, favor, blessings.
I can't stop thinking of your love, night and day. I'm staying faithful for everything I hope for. I gotta pray. You said it ain't about what I want, but what I need. You saying, baby boy, it's alright. Follow me.
Gave my son because you were worth it. Did it just for you. Turn you up so everyone will know. And hoping that through me it's only you that shows. Hoping that through me it's only you that shows through me.
I hear him saying,
giving you my favor, blessings.
What's good? This is Yada the King Radio. We are here with our special guest, Nico Wells, man. Hey, bro, thanks for coming out, man. How you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, bro.
That's what's up, man. Nico Wells, for me, I've heard some of your music. For some people, they may not have heard you before. But what we like to do is, we want to get to know you a little bit. So we're going to talk about your testimony, man. Talk to me, man, about 5 minutes about how God changed you, saved you, and brought you up in the kingdom, man.
I was a rebel from the start, man. I kind of grew up in the church. My grandmother, she used to take us to church all the time, man. So I spent a lot of time there, but nothing really stuck. So growing up, you know, when I got that freedom and I was away, I got that choice to go in and out. And I just ran away from God any way I could. Got introduced to music through some friends, and we was hitting the stages all around St. Louis. Even got a chance to open up for Trey Songz and Ace Hood, you know, just experience all that the world had to offer. And I don't know, God kept me just tugging at my heart, man. Kept getting me hooked up with some people who wanted me to do shows and things for their churches. And I was like, I'm not gospel artist or anything like that, but I would love doing it just because I would like the attention for real. But you know, I got invited to move to California with a friend. Stay with him and his family. His father was a pastor. Oh, wow. And that situation right there kind of forced me to go to church. But after so many times, man, you know, it after hearing so many things and hearing this great God, I just was rocked, you know, and decided to give my life to the Lord in 2009, and I've been going strong ever since, man. So,
all right, yeah. Since 2009, you've been living for the Lord, man. Talk to me about the transition. I'm pretty sure you have friends that were not saved, or were your friends, did they help impact you to get saved? You know, talk to me about that whole battle right there, man.
Oh, man, what friends, man. It was a bad time for me. Actually, like I said, we got to open up for Trey Songz and Ace Hood. You know, we were doing good, had a little buzz for ourselves. Me and my guys were doing music, and it was weird. It was like, I don't know, I felt like I was we were working on everybody's heart at the time, and we all just started going to church, a friend's church, and it was just weird. It was weird, so I feel like we all actually came to faith at one time. Like, I was out in California, everybody just started to kind of go to church on their own. So when I got back, we all, you know, was going to church and going strong, and then all of a sudden everybody started to drift away.
Wow.
And just left me by myself, man. You know, everybody was looking at me like I was, you know, the fake one, or, you know, I was phony and all this stuff. And, you know, it was bad. It kind of forced me to be by myself. But the good thing was that with that was the stability and I guess the comfort of just knowing God for myself versus anybody else, and just depending on anybody else. So I just fell in love with God all on my own, and it was beautiful. I was comfortable, and I got used to that, so used to that it took a while to get out of that when I actually met brothers and sisters of you know, in the faith. You know, so it was a tough one for me, but you know, it was definitely needed, definitely.
That's what's up, man. I like that. You talked about getting to know God on your own, and I think that is huge for young men and women of God that are just getting saved. It'll keep them from a lot. What were some of those situations that you remember, man? Do you have a situation where you were at home, you was trying to call everybody? What's up, man?
I was trying to call. You know what? There'd be so many situations just like, let's see, okay. I know from one instance, my partner's birthday, and he was getting everybody, and I was actually going to the club. And, you know, he gave me that call, like, hey, bro, having my birthday party at so-and-so, and I was wondering if you could step out. You know, I'm like, hey, you know me, man. I'm not about that anymore. And they kind of put me in that predicament to where it was like, it's either me or God. Like, either my friend or God, you know. And it was just, that was one of those times where I just was a childhood friend, you know, and it was one of those things that really, really rocked me. But it was a great testament because I was able to stand my ground no matter what and just trust God. And I chose God over my friend. And it was the better choice at the time. And the good thing is my friend came to faith now. So it's kind of like I'll never be put in that position with him again. But, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just so many times where I was just tested to where I actually had to choose God. I was forced to choose God over my past and over my friends and different issues like that. Like going back to the old music and all that, you know?
Yeah.
Which is hard for a lot of people. So yeah.
That's what's up, man. So you coming to faith actually helped him out. Was there do you have a story of, man, I said this, or I sat down, or even him saying, hey, man, I need to get what you got? Was there a story like that with you, man?
Well, you know what? Actually, a couple guys I was actually staying with at the time were doing music with me. And once they all went back to, you know, the world, I was actually going strong still. So, you know, I would come home. I mean, I was roommates with these guys, and I would come home to random females there, drinking, smoking, whatever. And I would have to, you know, just kind of isolate myself from home. And, you know, I would read, pray, all that stuff. So after a while, you know, they would see me, and they were like, you know, like years later, they was like, man, you've been consistent all this time. You've grown strong. And it really motivated me. One of them did say, man, I want what you have.
Amen.
And I was like, bro, you can definitely get it for yourself, man. And, you know, sat down with a couple of my old friends and actually sat and prayed and, you know, asked God to come to their hearts. And any way that I was able to help them along with their walk, you know, I was just ready to be there. Because I know everybody has to have their own transition, their own time. But I didn't want to force that on them, but at the same time, I wanted to be that model for them. And it was just great that God brought it back. In conversation, and they actually saw that, and they, you know, they really gave me props for that, so that was really good.
Dope, man. You here right now with the homie Nico Wells from the Lou, St. Louis, man, talking on a testimony. Check it out, man. We're going to go into your first song. What's the track you want to run into, man, and tell me a little bit about it?
You know what? Man, let's start off with Jericho. That's my first single featuring my boy Mike Real. Shout out to my boy. Jericho. Jericho is one of those songs where, you know, everybody can just go crazy on, you know, but it also has a really good message behind it. We all may battle with strongholds and addictions, and it varies, you know, depending on the person. But no matter what it is never too strong, never too big for God to bring down. So just like the walls of Jericho, you know, it's little in the eyesight of God. So it's a song to kind of remind people to stay encouraged and, you know, to keep pushing, you know, through it all. So Jericho.
All right, let's hop into it. Yada the King Radio, let's do it.
No more shackles, no more chains. Talking, no more bondage, I've been changed. See, I'm set free from my usual thing. Not no more backsliding, no hydroplane. I was insane in the brain, wanting a new aim. But we'll hang with the same gang. Claim the blood in vain. Now I proclaim your name, cause I know Christ reigns. I don't mean no drama, Obama, this my hope campaign. So check it, pardon my talk. I was ready to party, but Jesus came to me calmly, enlisted me to his army. Now I go time hearted, warrior on the mic. Know that this means war to get over these dark nights. I'm like Mike, can't you see I got that light? No more dark, I won't be moved. Gave me shoes to stand up like Rosa Parks. Yeah, my guys electrified, don't need no kite to feel his spark. No relying upon your eyes, cause ain't no sight up in this wall. I don't just talk, I run like fall. This word I brought can bless your soul. Forget that thought of who's at fault. The life you you can't far go, so now you know. Now I'm a broadcaster everywhere I go, and watch the Lord break it down like it's Jericho. I break it down like you ain't know. I break it down, I break it down like it's Jericho. I break it down like you ain't know. I break it down, I break it down like it's Jericho. I break it down, I break it down like you ain't know. I break it down, I break it down like it's Jericho. I break it down. Talking by no Kevin Hart, but I serve a king who got the thing that could change Kevin Hart. Trying to get these boys up out the dark, but what these monkeys see they do, they must be on that Darwin. Wake up everybody, if you waiting you'll be sorry. They debating with me Padre, obviously they mistaken. Playing games like it's Atari. Why they out here chasing hotties, bodies trying to pop them mollies. Don't get molly, why? When that party stop, no I mean your body drop. No bonds or stock, all them funds you got, they won't buy you no spot. That jury gon' be right at your burial plot. And that car gon' be in someone else's parking lot. It's hard to stop, yo, I know addictions. But this mission was for fixing people stuck in my position. But I felt like I'd be missing out in Christian living. But now I put in work, you see I'm on that commission. Not for Jesus, I go psycho on that mic roll. Trying to make and grow the cycles that I like show. Let it show everywhere I go. And let them know, them strongholds going down. Jericho, I break it down, I break it down. Like you ain't know, I break it down. I break it down like it's Jericho. I break it down, I break it down. Like you ain't know, I break it down. I break it down like it's Jericho. I break it down, I break it down. Like you ain't know, I break it down. I break it down like it's Jericho. I break it down, I break it down. Like you ain't know, I break it down.
Devotion. I'm in need of your guidance. I'm in need of your coaching. I was like the Titanic, like Leo in the ocean. But your love is a nine. Now I'm full of that potion.
That potion.
That potion.
Now I'm full of that potion.
Now when you move, I move. It's like we remoting. Man, I should have been dead. Should be frying like okra. And all they want is cars. They must think that you Oprah. Oprah.
Oprah.
They must think that you Oprah. But what do we expect? We have church for my sofas. We have church for my homes. Church in our comfort zones. We don't wanna be challenged, so we taking advantage. Lord, I'm calling, calling for all my people. Cause if we have no service, how can we ever reach you? And if we still blind, how can we ever seek you? And if we independent, how can we know we need you? Why? Why?
How can we know we need you? Lord, I'm desperate for you, cause I'm desperately evil. I was in my crypt, the crypt that took my life, till the blood came like a rival gang and took my life. I won, but the devil's trying to rumble back. I'm wide awake, but he just trying to bring my slumber back. The devil's mum raw, lying to these Thundercats. But you a lion, no, about to bring the thunder back. Wow, and I'm still working when the seasons change. And I'ma keep planting seeds until they see you rain. I know I owe you my life, so I lay it down. So when I build these walls up, you can just run.
Listen up. You got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yacht of the King Radio? Hit us up at yachtoftheking.com or email us advertising@yachtoftheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blasts, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yachtoftheking.com and advertise today.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada.King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Let's get it in with this brand new segment from DJ Kingdom 7. And it's all about the Kingdom Nuggets, baby. Let's go.
Kingdom Nuggets.
This is your soul saving DJ Kingdom 7, Yada the King Radio, here to give you your Kingdom Nuggets moment. A double-minded man does not stand, and one who keeps looking back, i.e. looking to the sinful nature, is no good for the kingdom. It's interesting because when you look at the life of the apostles, we never see them confessing sins time and time again. Everything they teach is about the new life we have in him. Paul said to put off the old man and put on the new. We need to accept the true mind of righteousness and consciousness, not trying to obtain something that we have already been given as a free gift from our Father God through Jesus Christ. The scripture says, much more, they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus the Christ. This is DJ Kingdom 7, Yada the King Radio, for your Kingdom Nuggets moment.
Yo, we back. Nico Wells with us. Got to check out some of his music. Definitely check him out. See what he's doing. The young artist in St. Louis getting it going. Let me talk to you a little bit about it, man. You talked in your testimony about you being in the worldly scene of music. You had a lot of buzz. You know what I'm saying? What was your name of the group? What were you guys doing? And then just talk to me, man, how that whole transition changed. And then, like, you know, once you got saved, where you were like, man, I'm just going to start Christian rapping? Or was it a long transition?
This is one of those things where, you know, you kind of try to bury it fast. This I know I was just tripping back in the world. I was in a group called Streets Rose with a bunch of dope cats, real talented guys. One of my friends in the group, he kind of helped give me my rap name. I was a big fan of the color green and I guess it was the green eyes and all that stuff. And it was just during that time, so many good things would happen to me. My nickname used to be like Lucky and all that stuff. But Lucky, nobody liked Lucky for the rap name. So them cats started calling me Clover. And I just started going with that. You know, I was on this whole little Luck thing. It was horrible, dog. Thinking about it now. But, yeah, man, Streets Rose, them my guys. We were going hard with it. I never was into really, really raunchy music. We were always big fans of true hip-hop. We liked artists like Lupe Fiasco, Common, Talib Kweli. You know, really cats that was really mainly talking about something with a message, you know. I can't necessarily say positive, but compared to the world and most of the things that they promote, it kind of was.
Right.
But, it was good, man. We went strong for probably about 4 years and just really grinding together until the Lord, you know, rocked me. The whole group, we kind of talked every now and then, but one of the main stories that really stuck out to me that I would love to share with y'all is the fact that the producer out of the group, he's an atheist, you know, and that was one of my best friends, and once he found out that I came to faith, he actually like just pushed me away, you know, as far as friendship, just because of my beliefs, man. So you know, you get a lot of people that say that the Christians are the ones that push away and stray away, but this is one of those rare occasions where I was even caught off guard. You know, I was like, man, because of what I believe, yeah, you know, we can't even be friends anymore. So that really hurt and it cut deep. But you know, God shown himself through that situation, and you know, you will get the glory at the end of the day. So
yeah, that's what's up, man. So talk to me about the transition into becoming a gospel rapper. Because it was a transition for you to get into the church, man, and get saved. So talk to me about that a little bit.
You know what? I was so afraid to pick up the mic once I got saved. Because I just feel like, you know, I just got to start over. But I'm starting completely over. And I knew nothing about Christian hip-hop. So I was just like, if I love music, I would just be playing in the church band or something like that. I did not plan on being a Christian rapper at all.
Yeah.
So I you know, stepped out for a minute. And people just started introducing me to Christian hip-hop. And I was like, what is this? You know, it was really good, you know, good stuff. Of course, Lecrae was one of the first people I've heard, and then Molly Music was another artist, and I fell in love with it. And I got to the point where I picked the mic back up, and I was battling with myself on what to talk about. I wanted to be an inspirational rapper. I was still, you know, going through that whole transition of, you know, finding myself in Christ. So, you know, I was like, okay, can I do inspirational music, or what can I do? And I don't know. I wish I really could pinpoint that day to where I just made up my mind. But from I don't know. As far as I can think back now, you know, I just been going hard for Christ. I've never made an inspirational song. Everything has been Christ-saturated. And that's how I wanted to just really continue. A lot of cats ain't heard the message. So I was at a point where I would rather put the mic down before I take, you know, Jesus out or whatever. So it's been a tough one, but I found myself in the Lord, and you know, now you have Nico Wells. So.
That's what's up, man. Talk to me about your purpose, man. You talked about you definitely going to keep Christ in it. What do you see your music doing, or how do you see it affecting people?
Man, you know what? I love music. And you know, the biggest thing that's been going around right now is this box and having to, you know, just stay within the barriers of the gospel. And I'm just, you know, everybody wants to say God is so big, but then you talk about this box, and you know, no disrespect to anybody, but it's like, how can you be so, like, you know, God is so big, but then try to limit God at the same time? So for me, I just want to allow the artistic creativity, I mean, everything that I have, you know, to kind of show and throughout my music, man. So I want to bring you a little bit of hip hop mixed with jazz, mixed with rock, indie, I mean, just anything. I love it. So, I mean, I refuse to put myself or God in the box. And I refuse to allow, you know, Jesus to be diluted in any form, you know.
Yeah.
The message hasn't reached everybody yet, and I really won't stop until, you know, it has.
Let me ask you this, bro. Give me a testimony about somebody checking your music out and their response. Even some of the friends that you grew up with and were in a group with, what has their response been?
Man, it was really encouraging. When I first dropped my album, that first week, one of my partners that was in the group with me, he shot me a message. He was just saying, like, hey, bro, this is you. This is you. I can hear you. And it's real. It's real encouraging. It was a dope project. I mean, he's still in the world, you know. He's still doing his thing. But just the fact that he heard good music while I was proclaiming Jesus.
Yeah.
It was awesome, and it was encouraging, you know. I've been getting nothing but good feedback, you know, from a lot of guys. One of my old friends from college, he actually hit me up and left me a long message. And I think I kept it on my phone for a while. He said, I love one of your songs, man. It's called Tired. And he was like, man, I loved it. I was really feeling down. And once I listened to it, man, I just really got motivated. And I keep it in my radio, man. I just keep it in my radio. So I just want to thank you for making my day, for allowing the Lord to use you. And I was just like, wow, you know, they really stood out to me, man. And that really touched me. Just to be an instrument used by God. I mean, all I'm doing is, you know, using his words and using his messages and putting them on the beat.
Yeah.
So, hey, that's my purpose, man. I'm holding on to it, you know?
That's what's up, man. We're going to go into another cut from Nico, my guest right here, special guest with us, man. What track you want to run into right here?
Right, let's might as well go on with the next single. Off the album, the title track, No Eyes Allowed. This right here really hits home for me, and then it hit home for anybody who feels like they're in a situation where they can't see the way out. Listen to the lyrics, man. Trust God. Even though it looks bad, you know, God is sovereign. So.
All right, let's hop into it. No Eyes Allowed. Nico Wells on Yacht of the King Radio. We'll be right back after this music.
More lights, more fame, more dollars, but no change. Cause more money doesn't mean a thing. Damon Wayne, sometimes it brings major pain. We strain to maintain what he preordains. Cause we entertain the shame that keeps us locked in chains. Claim he reigns and that we trust and hope in Jesus' name. But make the smallest bit of rain look like a hurricane. All these mind games, I'm a blast through. I do it if I'm solitaire, fear is taboo. Bad moves, not an option when you letting God choose. Lord, you know, only one I draw to. There's proof in your words, so I know my God's real. So when them storms come, all them other gods fail. I'm standing like Elijah, knowing them other gods fail. So Lord, strengthen my faith when it gets hard for me to tell when you will.
Now where do we go from here? When the roads are clear, only you can see where to go. If you lead, then I'll follow. Lord, guide me now. Cause in here, there's no eyes allowed.
Yo. Call us into that water and tell us follow you.
Follow you
with the hope that you guide us and that you follow through.
Follow
when
through.
I look back on them tribulations and going through,
going
I didn't
through.
Think I would make it, I didn't have a clue. But you did, so forgive me for ever second guessing. As a kid growing up and all through my adolescence,
my adolescence.
I submit to your will, I just wanna feel your presence.
Feel your
forget
presence.
The stress and I'm pressing, stretching hands out to heaven. Arms like 11, faith is in God. Air in a pair of lungs like word to my eyes. Word that revives and word that supplies. A way to get away from this world full of lies. Now I'm off this path leading the hill. And thanking Jesus Christ for removing the veil.
Thank you, Lord.
I know I won't prevail by doing myself. Strengthen my faith when it gets hard to tell when you will.
Now where do we go from here? When the roads are clear, only you can see where to go.
There's no eyes allowed, allowed, allowed.
In here, there's no eyes allowed,
allowed, allowed. In here, there's no eyes allowed, allowed, allowed.
In here, there's no eyes allowed.
Where do we go? Where do we go from here? Where do we go?
Dancing begin.
Okay, number one and two, swords 3350 and 3900. Mixing chamber, both about to find it.
But it's alright, don't you?
you gon' be alright. You in the place now, you got grace now. So put a smile on your face, let's get down. Cast all your cares on him. You ain't come to just stare, homie. What kind of church did you think it is? You should've known you was coming for deliverance. Ah, people all around, when you hear the sound, don't be looking around, move with me now. There's only one king you can bow down. Now put your hands in the air right now, cause tonight I just wanna dance, I'm a nice guy. So don't make plans, I can take you to a place you can go when you're feeling low. Make you fly high, Peter Pan. Oh,
we gon' have a party. You can leave your problems. Move like this, move like this. We ain't worried about nothing. Flying high above it. Move like this, move like this.
I ain't worried about it, I'm about to dance. I ain't worried about it, I'm about to dance. I ain't worried about it, I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it, I'm about to dance.
Chilling, St. Louis. Man, talk to me real quick about the music scene. This is a quick fun fact, man. You guys in St. Louis got so much talent out there. Man, just give me a quick synopsis of what's going on out there, man.
You know what? I feel like a lot of people are sleeping on my city. And I'm gonna be real, St. Louis got some heat out here. I'm surprised like a lot of these cats that I rock with has not, you know, made some kind of impact in the music game. It's been great out here, and I feel like the future is gonna really show that. Got a lot of guys, my partner Mike Real, my boy Alien, got my partner ST Yellian. Oh, of course you got Flame Teens, you know, all them holding it down for St. Louis. Bird. It's just so many to name, man. They gonna kill me if I don't get their names out. But yeah, man, it's so many, dog, and they just hitting the ground hard and wrestling the team for real, and it's beautiful. My girl Tina Carter, yeah, it's really big out here, and I'd be surprised, man. I just really hope that it's heard within the next few years or so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. We're gonna get on the topic of the day. I am from Seattle, home of the Super Bowl champs, man. But as I kept watching the Super Bowl and just how the city was so amped about the Super Bowl, it kind of made me start questioning, like, this is what the NFL players, they wait for their whole life, you know?
Yeah.
They work their whole life to be the Super Bowl champs. And some players, that's just not one is enough, but, you know, they want to do multiple. But then I was like, man, us as believers, what is our Super Bowl? What do we wait our whole life for? Or what is our whole life, the purpose of our whole life, man? So today's topic is, what's your Super Bowl? What do you got to say about that, man?
Man, you know what? My Super Bowl is to see God glorified through my life, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be used. Just like those cats, they They train their whole lives for that trophy. Jesus Christ is my trophy, man. I'm not doing it just to avoid hell. I'm not doing it to go to heaven. I'm doing it for Jesus Christ. Because without Jesus, I mean, I don't even want to go to heaven, you know?
Yeah.
That's my main focus. You got to think about it. These cats, they eat right. They stick to a strict diet. They work out. You know, they avoid certain things that may mess them up or keep them out of the game. It's just so much that these guys do just so they can reach this certain goal. And I feel like as Christians, it's important that we develop some kind of discipline when it comes to our walk. We need to have a healthy diet of reading, you know, taking in the word, you know, on a consistent basis. We need to be working out our minds, you know, remembering scripture, just preparing ourselves for those times when God brings people into our lives and we have to pour into them, man. I think that's really important. And there's moments like those, I guess you can say it's like winning playoff games, you know, I guess kind of getting you closer and closer to the ultimate goal of seeing Christ glorified, man. So that's my Super Bowl, man, just Jesus Christ.
I like that, man. Let me ask you this. Let's say for somebody who's still trying to find purpose, man, and maybe they haven't found Jesus in their life yet, how do you explain to them what their Super Bowl is, man? How do you explain to them the purpose that they have for their life?
You know what? The Bible itself makes it clear that the purpose of man is to worship God. And even the Great Commandments, you know, he wants to go out and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of Jesus. And the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it's just really important that we are going out there making him known, making him seen, making it evident in our lives. That goes back to the point of me being real in my music. There's so many people who just love music, and they don't even trip off what they're listening to. Mm-hmm. So if I could make good music, and it catches the ear of an unbeliever, and they're like, oh man, this is Christian music, or this is, you know, gospel music, whatever, and they just start liking it, then all they're going to be hearing is scripture, you know, messages from God, and I pray that it just makes some kind of change in their life. I was there. It took me a while to, I guess, find my identity in Christ. It's just because I'm still holding on to so much of the world. So my advice would be, once you let go of the world, you are able to just hold on to so much more of God, and he would reveal that to you, your purpose. So
that's what's up, man. Your purpose, and I always say this, your purpose is very important. I mean, like, I think that a lot of times your purpose actually is tied to your identity.
No doubt.
If people don't have purpose, they don't have an identity. I've been places and I minister to people on the streets, on, you know, just random places. And one thing God would ask me to ask these people is, who are you? And it's shocking.
That's good.
It's shocking because they don't know who they are. And they'll answer, I don't know. You know, so
yeah.
Wow. When you say something like that, like they don't know, I think that's a problem that is plaguing our communities. It's plaguing the world in general, man. There's a lot of people, and I don't think it's a black thing or it's a white thing. Unfortunately, we always see, you know what I'm saying, it in the black community, it's like always the first thing people see. Oh, we having problems. But it's all over the world, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's all over the world.
It is.
And I think when you see people going hard for sports and you know, it's like, okay, I have an identity now because I live in this city. This is my city. This is my team. But you see even the fans go so hard for what these other cats is doing. It's like you're not even playing, but you feel like you won a championship.
Yeah,
you
know? Right. It's true. That's the great thing about God, man. You know, he allows us to experience his glory, you know. So that the victory's already won. The battle's already won. He adopted us onto the winning team. And saying we're rejoicing in his victory.
Yep.
So, man, that's real good. It's good.
That's what's up, man. So make sure you guys got your purpose, man, in line. And like you said, the number one purpose is to glorify God. I don't. There's no way around it. Without glorifying God, you're going to find yourself in a position. Well, let me ask you this. If you don't glorify God, what happens to people's lives?
Oh, man, if you don't glorify God, you'll be glorifying something else. A lot of people, like I say, we're made to worship. And if you're not worshiping God, you're worshiping something else. Mm-hmm. You will continue to live a pointless life. At the end of the day, when everything in this world was made for the glory of God, we were supposed to give Him glory out of everything. And if you're not, if you're just living a pointless life, you're going in circles. What is the point of your life, you know, if there is no God? If there is, you know, that's one thing that I don't get. And that's one question I've actually asked a few people. What's the point of living if there is no God? Because everything is made to point to God. And, you know, that's been a big question that I found a lot of unbelievers answer. Because this world has pulled so much from the Bible, you know, morality standards, you know. So, without the Bible, without God, you know, how would you live your life? You know, so that's been my big thing.
Right, man. Without God, you're just living for the moment. And you know, we even hear that in the music. They're saying stuff like YOLO or, you know, this just live for this moment. This is all you have. And that's a dangerous lifestyle. People that don't prepare for their future, that's how they live. And even if you go to St. Louis and there's a lot of violence in St. Louis, a lot of them are just living for the moment. And they'll tell you, I might not see tomorrow, so I'm trying to get it how I live right now. You know, and that's a dangerous thing, man. So make sure you know your purpose, man. I'm asking you, what's your Super Bowl, man? What is the goal that you're trying to attain? And do this, man. Hit me up if you don't know what it is, 425-243-4285. I would love to chop it up with you, pray with you so we can figure it all out, man, because God will be glorified. Let's do this, man. We're going to get into another track. From the homie Nico Wells, man, been kicking it with us, man. What you want to run to, man?
Hey, you know what? I want to play a song that hit home. Try to call Leave It All Behind. My little brother actually made the beat. So it was pretty amazing to work with him on this. This one hits home because I actually got a little transparent. So, you know, you got a chance to check out what I've been through in my life. And just to hear me, you know, I'm a normal dude, you know. I'm still a weirdo, but I'm a normal dude, you know. And I got my own issues, but you know, and it's been a journey for me also. And I just wanted to encourage some people who just like battle with shame and unforgiveness and all that good stuff. So I just pray that this song really blesses somebody out there. So Leave It All Behind.
All right, Leave It All Behind. Yada the King Radio. We'll be right back with Nico Wells to find out how we can connect with him, y'all. Here we go.
This right here. There's something different. Better yet, there's something real. Yeah. Ay, let's go. It's about time I tell them a little bit about me and my story. Yeah. Listen, ay. Dear mama, then a comma, I'm finally off of the ganja. Now that me and the Lord on one accord, I ain't talking about Honda. I'm saying, homie, this wasn't a plan, homie. I used to do it just to make the ladies dance, homie. Started when my cousin used to put her hands on me. Back when I was only 5, all up in my pants. I ain't understand, homie. Ay, I wish you would say that's too much. Tell it to the kids, been molested by the grown-ups. Now I'm going deeper where the people chopped and screwed up. So you can get the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. Maybe I was touched the wrong way, so I can touch the hush bunch that won't say. Maybe you afraid, ashamed, or became gay, but you can be delivered today and get away. Let's go, yeah. So you just gotta let go. I ain't shaming my testimony. You feel me? Ha, let's get away. Yeah. But it don't stop there. You gotta spread the gospel. Listen, I had a talk with my baby bro as he told me.
me. Then when it came to Christ, he ain't really believe. Man, there was some words I ain't wanna receive, cause what propagated the problem was probably me. See, back when my dude used to like cartoons, he'd sit up in his room and recite my tunes. Thought my rhymes was cool and my songs was hot, but I never took the opportunity to talk about God. Why? What if we were held accountable for all the people that don't know Jesus Christ is the antidote? Man, it's eating me up, I feel like a cannibal. But I can't hold on to it, I gotta let it go. Go with the flow, cause we ain't got no kind of control. Ain't no way that we can do it alone. So listen to the words in the song, and if you're feeling me gone, come to Christ, he can carry you home. Let's go.
Yo, what's up? This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio, letting you know that we come on every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on HGSRadio.com. Definitely want to get it in with us. If you want us to talk on a topic, hit us up 425-243-4285. Call or text us. Make sure you tune into the website, HGSRadio.com. 4 p.m., Yada the King on HGS Radio, Christ-centered and swagger certified.
Yeah. Tune in to Yada the King Radio on the Star Radio Network. That's www.thestarradio.com.
Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Got a topic? Call and text us at 425-243-4285. Tune in for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life all at the same place.
Once again, that's every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.thestarradio.com.
Star Radio, promoting Christ without compromise.
Hey, what's up, world? This is your girl, Mission, with A Moment of Mission. Today's moment of mission is called Get Out Your Feelings, man. It's okay to be in your feelings because we all got them, but you got to know what to do with those feelings and how to handle them. The very last place you want to be in your feelings is where? On Facebook. Listen, we really got to stop wilding out on Facebook, y'all. I've been so saddened lately by some of the posts I've been seeing on Facebook by us Christian folk. Yep, us Christian folk. Tearing their brothers and sisters down, airing dirty laundry, sending read between the line messages. You know the ones like, I'm not going to say who I'm talking about, but they know who they are. Bitching about what they going to do, when they going to do it, and how they going to do it. Stop it. That's not what Facebook should be used for, especially by us Christians. We already have enough quote-unquote Christian reality TV shows that try as hard as possible to prove that people professing to be Christians, which by the way means Christ-like or follower of Christ, are just as messy as those in the world who do not confess to be Christians. We have to uphold a better standard, y'all. All I'm saying is be a light on Facebook. We gotta be a light not only everywhere we go, but also in everything we do. Matthew 5:16 tells us to let our light shine before men so they'll see our good works. In doing that, it glorifies our Father in heaven. I know y'all want to glorify your Father, don't you? Shoot, I know I do. Look, I'm not saying every other post has to be a prayer or a Bible verse, but what I am saying is your post should be a reflection of Christ and free from all the drama, all the beef, and all the slander. Let's take it old school, y'all. WWJD, what would Jesus do? If Jesus had a Facebook, what would he post? So when you're typing, what's on your mind on Facebook, before you click that post button, ask yourself, is this something Jesus would post? Is this post contrary to the morals, the values, and integrity of Christ? I'm just saying, y'all, we got to do better. And I'm saying we because I got to check myself too. 1 Corinthians 14:40 says, let all things be done decently and in order. All things, y'all. That includes your Facebook post. If your brother or sister has offended you or made you mad or upset you, let them know. And if Facebook is the only way you know how to reach out, then at least send them a private message, y'all. Please stop subbing cats in your status. It's not a good look. Anyways, that's all for me today, y'all. Love your neighbor, which means everyone as you love yourself. That right there can be found at Mark 12:31. And stop going for cats' heads on Facebook, y'all. It's not a good look and definitely not pleasing to the Heavenly Father. Take care. Until next time, God bless you real good. Peace.
Let my voice be heard.
hearts of men. So I get on my knees and pray, forgive me, God, for I have sinned. Mercy's what we need today. Glory, hallowed be thy name. I fall short of what's expected of me. You can see the shame, but I can't stray away from truth. Spirit shining down on me, and angels on my shoulder turning corners. God has smiled on me. Though my surroundings be in disarray, I am grateful that the heavens led me this way. A wise man told me, you a blessed dude. But if he woke you up this morning, you are blessed too. What's separating me from all these other men is I accept the bitter with the sweet. I know I'm born to win. The grace of God is merciful and most forgiving. It's only right I thank him publicly while among the living. And I know that I'm a sinner, but in God's light, I am just another man. And though I had a hard life, I win.
In a grave, to my sisters in the system taking risks to escape. Lord, please help us strengthen our faith. We carry stress in our veins, depression's an epidemic.
I know his grace still abides. I'm mesmerized by all the victims and lies. I stay encouraged by the pride when I look in my children's eyes. I'm a blessed man, filling the world with hope to survive this rise. It's time to take our people high. In fact, let's renew our minds. Romans 12:2, I'ma sell truth. Don't be tripping on the mist that the media tells you. It's foolish, we spend our lives on computers. We intertwine with the Buddhists, Muslims and atheists, but love is the truest. God is sitting on his throne, looking down on his people. But the church is in our bones, not just under a steeple. Ditch the evil, let's embrace what is regal. No more living illegal, quit flipping chickens. It's time to fly with the eagles. We about to win, win, win.
All right, we back. Nico Wells is with us, man. He shared a lot in that topic of the day. What's your Super Bowl, man? How you feeling, man? You feeling good?
I'm feeling real good, man. I'm, honored to be on here. I'm just excited for whatever the Lord is bringing me, man. This has been awesome.
That's what's up, man. We're going to talk a little bit about the album. You told us about some of the people that are featured on it. Actually, tell us all who played a part in the project that you came out with and the name of the project as well.
No Eyes Allowed. No Eyes Allowed, based off of a time period in my life where I just saw no end. I saw nothing good going on. And God convicted me. He just let me know that I was looking and trusting on everything else but him.
Wow.
And that's why I was in such a rut, you know. I was actually sick, man, for like 2 months with this disease called Guillain-Barré. I couldn't walk. I couldn't work. I felt like I couldn't provide for my wife. I mean, it was just so much going on.
Yeah.
And it was just so much that went along with that. So, you know, God just began to speak to me and reveal a lot of scripture to me. And one just really stuck out, 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, like my situation, I just been looking at my situation, and though it looks bad, I know things could be worse, and I know that God has his hand on me. So, you know, I just started to pray, and songs were coming to me, and I just started to just lay it all on beats, man. Got my boy Bird, he's on my song Encore. Mike Real on Jericho. I'm a Jefferson, he's on No Eyes Allowed. it's just been a beautiful experience, man. Just so many people who just been loving on me, supporting me, encouraging me, and just helping me get the project done. My boy Cielin, C. Micah, you know, even Flame, you know, Flame has been real helpful throughout the process for me, man. So it's just been really encouraging. Yeah, No Lies Allowed, it has been a real testament for me. So if you want to get to know me, check out the album, No Lies Allowed.
And speaking about checking out the album, it's a free project, man. Where can they go get it at now?
Yeah, it's free, people. Free. There's nothing stopping you from downloading this project but yourself. It's free. You can get this project on Noisetrade. You can get it SoundCloud. You can inbox me, and I will email it to you if you want it that bad. A lot of various radio stations are posting it up. You know, you can check it out. Reverb Nation. Yeah, man, it's out there, and it's for free, people.
All right, so what do they do for Noisetrade Reverb Nation? They just put Nico Wells behind it?
Yeah, you go to noisetrade.com/ Nico Wells, or No Eyes Allowed, and actually will send you straight to it. You can type in search boxes. Actually, Rapzilla posted it up too, so you can just type in my name, Nico Wells, and No Eyes Allowed will pop up. Click on the tab, and you can download the album right there.
Yeah, all right, man. You on Facebook, Twitter? What's up?
Yep. You can find me on any social network. Just / Nico Wells Music. NicoWellsMusic.
Nico Simple. Wells Music. Go check them out, y'all. Pick up this project. I definitely was impressed, man. Your manager, shout out to your manager, Roy.
Yes,
always
sir.
Connecting me, man. Shout out to the other cast he works with as well. Man, he's doing his thing out there in the Lou. Also got a magazine that he's doing, man. So you guys better holler at him real quick, man. That's what's
straight up.
Let me say, what you got going up next, man? What's going on with you?
What's next? That's a big question. You know, everybody's been asking. You know what? It's a little too soon to you know, kind of spill the beans. But all I can say is just be on the lookout for a future project coming out in April, man. Got a bunch of talented cats that's gonna be on this next project. Just keep your ears to the street, so, and it'll be out soon, y'all.
All right, man. Any last words you want to share with the listeners?
Hey, you know what? I just want to thank you all for being so supportive, encouraging me and supporting me through this process. My first album, and it's been a blast to create. It's been a blast hitting the stage and just fellowshipping and just touching bases and meeting a lot of you people. So it's been great. I ask that you just continue to stick around. Pray for me as I, you know, just continue this journey wherever the Lord leads me. I just pray that He is glorified and just know that I do this for the Lord. I do it so that Christ is glorified. And that is the only way. I pray that whatever I say sticks some form of way and you know, brings forth some kind of change for the glory of God. So thank you, man, for having me on the show. You know, hey, appreciate you, bro.
Hey, man, for real, man, we loved it. Definitely enjoyed the interview, man. We're going to run into some music, man, but Nico's going to say peace out right now, and we'll be right back after these messages. Here we go.
Check shot! Driving along down this lonely road. Stakes are high, but I keep pressing on. They've been after me, trying to take my life. I'm only alive 'cause of 1:30 and 5. My hope, my hope, 'cause I'm counting on you. I ain't counting on them, no. I won't believe what I see, I'm about to believe what you said. 'Cause I put my hope in you, Lord. I know you say what you do, true, true. Times are hard, but I keep pushing the bacon.
I know it's the way that gets me, but I'ma keep trusting you. And though my flesh cries murder, I'ma let it die. 'Cause this here's the fight of my life, standing on 135. My hope, my hope. You see, I'm counting on you. I ain't counting on them, no. I put my hope in you, Lord. I know you say what you do. I won't believe what I see, but I believe what you said. Yes, I put my hope in you, Lord. I know you say what you do. 'Cause you're the truth. With all of the lies, I've realized that I can only trust you. So I throw down my cards for you. Walk the road less traveled for you. With my last breath, I say you are. You are. No, I ain't counting on them. No. I put my hope in you, Lord. I know you say what you do. You do. I won't believe what I see, but I believe what you said. Yeah, I put my hope in you, Lord. You're all I got left. You're my hope.
Unselfishly, so I'ma share this gift with the world.
Speak your words
in
me, so they can hear your heart.
Just use my hands, direct my feet, just tell me where to go. Go. I hear the crowd is screaming loud, but I can't lose control.
Lose my balance. really got time to be wasting all. So quick, 24 as I pace the floor. And the formula's the same, don't erase the board. You let the Lord go and make some noise. Yeah, I'm going to my book and form. I got about 15 just to praise the Lord. And I ain't really worried about my age, of course. A young boy bring an angel noise. I ain't talking about the music, talk about the undertone. Jesus, fruitful. Had it all together with the sound of the trumpets and a little bit of rhythm. Then that's boom, boom, booming. I do this, talk about the gospel, not music. That's just a little sound, man, that's useless. I'd rather be in line with my father. Jesus saved, there's no comma. Pardon me, we often think that sin is better burnt offerings. We're given in exchange for civil ways. The lamb who was came was slain for the pain of the ages. Shall we continue in sin? Niggers, stay abound, the kingdom is now. Over and over again for the pardon of sin at the cross he was found. Held up, arms welt, nailed like the bread, we was all felt. Pain, what we call it, but we gon' change in the morning. We don't really understand what it is to understand about the death. So at least I get my best, and at least I'm carrying my peace through the streets from the east all to the west. So, cause they don't know, and the Bible evidently don't show. Cause the Bible evidently don't grow on the heart, so your mom says stop. Now I'm screaming.
Go, 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 go.
Screaming.
Go, 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 go.
Time to be wasting on. So quick 48 as I erase the board. And the formula's the same, don't rearrange the court. Let's get all in their face some more. Yeah, according to my book of form, I got about 9 left just to praise the Lord. Hold up, wait up, let me do a little change, yeah. Let me rearrange stuff, point them all to the manger. Distance from my dad, yeah, the math is danger. You can add the change up, it all makes sense. How we play the fence, and struggle being whole cause the half is bent. So average and so distant from the Lord, man, it ain't no difference between us and them, accustomed with the worldly living as it glitz us. But eventually it all fall off, and eventually we need something greater. So I spend my time now for the laws, painting pictures of the cross, making pride the creator.
Go, 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 go.
Scream it.
Go, 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 go.
Scream it.
Up, it's your boy Seize the Movement, and reppin' Jesus Christ is how I do it. You're listening to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
They say if I proclaim the name, then y'all won't buy it. Rather have me be blasphemous and tell a bunch of lies. Them dollars for my compromise. So I ain't selling ale.
Shout it out loud, then I'm unashamed. Got you in focus, so I take my aim. Try to pull the plug into me, David Main. Well, I'm from the hood, well, I seen them killers. Dope boys, gorillas. Women seduce you for a fix, then a stick up bitch takes all of it. So when I made a change, 180, they will still want to sit me down in Hades. Told me to sign for the new Mercedes. Come with a chick, her name Mercedes. Thank God, bitch, you're no longer hazing. Cause I would've said, forget the payment. Pulling up in that big body, Lambo,
Bugatti.
Had me on the mountaintop looking down. Told me that he give me the crown. Put me in front of the sellout crowd. All your boy had to do was bow. You must be tripping, I ain't the one. Roll with the only begotten. So there is nothing you can't offer me that will ever make me turn from me on my teeth. Yeah, this is a movement. Yeah, show you how we do it. I'm turned up, they think I'm gone. But your boy is in the zone. Round of applause for the ones that made it. Didn't sell out for the one payday. Try to throw me down in a lion's den, but got shut them out, so I'm repping him.
If I say Jesus in my song, they want me quiet. They say if I proclaim the name, then y'all won't buy it. Rather have me be blasphemous and tell a bunch of lies. Them dollars for my compromise.
Turn
so I ain't selling hell.
See me at a big screen acting. All you gotta do is compromise. Let's shorty show a little bit more thighs. Sponsors, but I drove on a hag. You fit it, say you didn't inhale. I just lit it. Wanna see the woman in the video? Like, don't stop.
get it. Caught me in a cage, trying to tame me. Incredible, hope they wanna see me angry. Still, they tried to stop my grind, but I roll with the sun. See me shine, talk with the blind, call it faith. Destiny, I'm trying to chase. Yo, life, do not waste. Daily bread, let me get a play.
They say they got what you need, but they'll suck you dry till you cannot bleed.
Well, I know a man that'll set you free. Took his last breath, then he rose in 3-4. That I'm gonna shout his name, Jesus. Forever reigns, Alpha Omega, Lord, you are my counselor, glory, majesty, dominion, and power. The great I am, saturated in the blood of the slain lamb. God, you are my hero. And they sitting there counting them zeros. I repeat myself till it takes effect. You can gain the world, but then lose your neck. So every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. So you can keep your check.
If I say Jesus in my song, they want me quiet. They say if I proclaim the name, then y'all won't buy it. Rather have me be blasphemous and tell a bunch of lies. Them dollars for my compromise.
Turn
so I ain't selling ale.
Yo, we on the topic of the day, what's your Super Bowl? And it's like almost about to be the next football season, but Seattle is still raving about the Super Bowl, man. And that's dope, man. It's exciting to see the city. It's exciting to see the teams, the players. We're seeing great things happen for them. But it started to get at me, and I was like, what is our Super Bowl? Do we have a Super Bowl in life? Is there something that we can accomplish that, you know, we would celebrate just like they celebrate? Because when you think about a Super Bowl, this is something that they have worked towards for their whole life. Or some of them, it might even been like since they were teenagers. You know, they decided to say, hey, I'm going to play football. And when I play football, I want to be the greatest. There's no other way to be the greatest than to win in the Super Bowl. And, man, we won in a great defining fashion, by the way. But this is what I'm trying to say. What is your Super Bowl, man? What is something that you're working up to your whole life? It may be you starting a business. It may be you getting to a place where you can provide for you and your family by doing something that you love doing. Whatever it is, you have to pursue it. And I'm going to say this. In God, we have to have Super Bowls. Maybe your Super Bowl for this year, and this is dope because Super Bowls happen every year, but for you, it could be, hey, I'm going to help lead 5 people to the Lord. Or, hey, I'm a really push in prayer and get a breakthrough from God, hear from God in a way I've never heard from him before. It might be for somebody, it could be something as simple as reading through the whole Bible. And I shouldn't have said simple because sometimes it's not. But these are things that we have to accomplish. It might be you out there that you've been working on music and you're trying to get it out to be able to impact people's lives. Whatever your Super Bowl is, you must pursue it. And you're going to have to work hard, man. Those playoff games were high intensity. If you see the game, maybe you don't even watch football, but Super Bowl is the ultimate accomplishment for a football player at the highest level. What is your ultimate accomplishment at your level, where you are? How can you get to the highest place, man? Start to think about it and pray about it. Say, God, help me find out what you really have for me. This is the Warrior Don Christian. I'm getting out of here, man. I love y'all. Let's keep pushing and moving for the kingdom. You dig? Life, bless God.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.